Hello, 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 and welcome to What's in Your Toolbox podcast. Hi, I am your host, Pamela Jordan, where we are here to inspire, inform, and empower you with the Word of God. We hope you enjoy each and every episode of our podcast and share it with someone. Let them know that we are here. What's in your toolbox? So welcome, 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 each and every one. I hope you guys having a wonderful and beautiful and exciting day, evening, whenever you are listening to this podcast. Well, we're going to jump right on to what we're going to be talking about today. And I just want to ask many of you a question. What is your favorite soup? What is one of the favorite comfort soups that you may eat now or you even had when you were younger? I know mine was chicken noodle soup. You know, whenever you got that cold and whenever you felt bad, the main source of comfort was the chicken noodle soup. And it was so important, you know, that you had the chicken noodle soup and we were able to take the chicken noodle soup. And when we had it, it brought comfort to us and embraced us, and it gave us comfort and knowing, you know, all that it did and relaxes and stuff. So I guess a chicken soup was one of my favorite things, but we're not talking about chicken soup. We're talking about, where does comfort come from? When you're suffering, when you're struggling, when you're going through, when things are just all over the place, but doesn't seem like things are not going your way, where does comfort from? Where do you get your comfort from? Is your comfort from chicken noodle soup? Is your comfort from your friends? Is your comfort from a blanket? Where does your comfort from? And what we're going to talk about today is, where does that comfort come from when it seems like everything else around you is chaotic, when it seems like everything else is chaos, and when it seems like there is no peace? Where does your comfort come from? And our scripture for today is 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3 through 11. I don't want to read the whole verses, so when you get a chance to read it, because I don't want to take up our time here on the podcast, but just a few verses. I'm just going to read that 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, verses 3 through 4, just the beginning of 4, but it says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulations." And a lot of times, no matter what we're going through and the pains and the suffering of this day and time, we seek for comfort. We want comfort. What do we want is relief from suffering. What do we want is from relief from pain. And who is our source of that relief? God is. God is the source of that relief. He is the God of all comfort. He will comfort you no matter what are you going through, no matter what are you dealing with. He is there for you. Even when your friends are not there, even when your family's not there, God is there to comfort you as if you were a baby wrapped in swaddling clothing, pulling you close to his heart to comfort you through all the things that you've gone through. And he is the source of comfort. In one of our scriptures, Psalm 23 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." So comfort is so and so important. And how does God comfort us? How does he exactly comfort us? You know, we typically view comfort as a relief from pain, but we will assume that we'll experience God's comfort when he removes that pain and that hurt, and he will restore our sense of well-being. But in reality, God walks alongside of us as our comforter, and that walking alongside of us is to remind us that he is there. And sometimes we want him to take away the pain, but we have to go through the pain to get to the other side. But he will walk with us and he will comfort us through the pain and make sure that we are okay. When we feel like we're not okay, when we got to go through these trials, he is there to comfort you no matter what. We experience comfort, and then not because of our pain is gone, but because God walks beside us. His strength, he strengthens and he encourages us each and every day as we walk through and the things that we go through. We hope God removes the pain, but even if he does not, we can still know the comfort of God because he walks alongside of us. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful to know that no matter what you're going through, God is there to comfort you? He is there to lean on. He is there to hold. He is there to talk to. Paul's experiences with God's comforting presence allow him to worship and praise God even in the midst of his trouble, even in the midst of what he was going through, he experienced the comforting presence of God, which is so important, which is all, you know, that's the one thing we have to, we're going to experience, and we need to experience, no matter what you're going through, in the midst of your trouble, in the midst of your struggle, that you experience God's comforting presence, that you experience God's comfort in your life, and it is so important. So as God comforts us, we are to comfort others. How you may say, how do I comfort somebody when I'm going through? Because the same comfort and love that God has given you, he says for you to give to someone else. Show them the same love and comfort. Show them that God will comfort them. Let them know how God comforts you, that he will comfort them just the same. God has no respectable person, but comfort. He comfort you. If he comfort you, he'll comfort me. If he comfort me, he's going to comfort you. The same thing. And that's what God is saying. As God comforts us, he wants us to comfort others in their hard times, in their struggles, in their stress, in their pain, in their suffering, and to comfort them. Sometimes you may not know what to say or what to do. Comfort them with the word of God. Comfort them with the love of God. That is so important. So allow God to use you to give comfort to someone who is hurting. Allow God to use you to give comfort to someone that is going through. Okay? Think about the someone that gave you comfort and provided comfort to you in your life, in your past, and all that that person did and how it helped you. So God wants you to extend that same comfort to someone else. All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed this little piece of segment of our What's in Your Toolbox podcast. So what's in your toolbox is to show comfort and love. Pull out that tool of comfort that is in your toolbox to show comfort to someone who is in need, someone who is struggling, someone who needs the comfort of God. That's what's in your toolbox. So thank you guys. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and we'll see you in our next episode. What's in your toolbox? Bye-bye.